6:01 PM, this regular meeting of the Unalaska City Council is called to order on Tuesday, June 22nd, 2021. May I have a roll call, please?
Certainly. Mr. Bell is out of town, so I will mark him absent. Ms. Coleman?
Here.
Ms. Luby?
Here.
Mr. Nicholson?
Here.
Mr. Robinson?
Present.
Mr. Tungle?
Here.
And Mr. Tudyakov?
Here. Councilman Bell is on travel and is excused. This time, please join me with Councilman Darren Nicholson, lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Nicholson. May I have a motion and a second to adopt the agenda, please?
Motion to...
I move to adopt the agenda.
Second.
Make a motion to amend the agenda to move items 11C and 11D to the consent agenda.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Nick Robinson, second by Councilman Tungle, to amend the agenda to move items 11C and D to the consent agenda. We have a roll call on the amendment.
Certainly. Tungle?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Nicholson?
Yes.
Luby?
Yes.
And Coleman?
Yes.
On a vote of 5-0, the amendment is approved. No motion on the a roll call on the main motion approving the agenda as amended.
Ms. Luby? Ms. Luby, can I have your vote on the main motion to adopt the agenda as amended, please?
Oh, yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
And Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
A roll call vote of 5-0 in favor of the agenda has been approved as amended. May I have a motion and a second to approve the draft minutes of June 8th meeting.
Move to approve the minutes of June 8, 2021.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Coleman, second by Councilman Robinson. Roll call, please.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
And Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
A roll call vote of 5-0 in favor of approving the minutes of June 8, 2021 has been approved. At this time, we'll move to item number 6, reports. The first item is the city manager. I'll turn it over to assistant city manager this time.
Right. Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor, and council members. The city manager's report is before you, and I just had one update to mention is that the Army Corps is supposed to be arriving on early next week on the 28th and 29th, and they're here primarily to see how the trilateral agreement is working. I don't have much more details beyond that.
Is it the Army Corps of Engineers? Or is it the other, the group out of Alaska plus the National Guard.
Yeah, I was looking at that too, but the email I got said Army Corps. But it might have been used the wrong terminology. I'm not sure.
All right. Hope is it, they aren't the same group
that are doing the
dredging project, no. Are they?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I was just told that the Army Corps is going to be in town, and they also wanted to see how the trilateral agreement was working. So.
Thanks. Yeah. And Mr. Mayor, if I may?
Yes, go ahead.
It's not on the report, but I've got a question regarding the tax that we put on the phones. I see it's not on our phone bills as of yet. And what is the problem, or what is the procedure? What's holding that up?
That's regarding the E911. Yes, is Chief King available? Because I was going to have him answer those questions. But as I understand, there are a lot of moving parts to this, but it is proceeding. But Chief King, can you fill us in on 911, E911?
Okay, what was the question?
Yes.
The question is, we passed that tax, but I've yet to see it on the phone bills. And what is holding that up, or is there something in particular that's holding it up, or is?
I believe the effective date was July 1st. On that, so the telecom companies would not start collecting it until then, so I'd probably be on the August bill.
Okay, thanks. And have you got any response from the telecoms?
I want to say the starts with an L. I want to say he works with TelAlaska. He emailed me last in reference to the notification letter, and I told him that the notification letter is for compliance with the E911 data. Was still waiting because we're trying to wait on one more telecom company to make sure that they're going to be within the 6-month window to avoid the FCC restrictions for them not meeting compliance. Gary with Procom is actually facilitating a lot of that to make sure that everybody is pretty much on task with making sure their infrastructure is in place and everything for us.
Great. So I'd like to see this go into effect, and I'd like to see the effective date, and I think we can move forward without the telecoms even responding to that request.
Yes, sir.
It would give them a specific amount of time to respond to that. I think you have 6 months. And if they aren't within 6 months, then they're non-compliant with FCC. It's not a problem of ours. It's a problem with theirs.
Correct.
Them and FCC.
As a matter of fact, I reached out to the city clerk's office to get a signed copy of the ordinance, I believe it was last week. And I forwarded that to all three telecom companies with the understanding that one of the local telecom companies also has a working agreement with AT&T, but all the restrictions will work through the local telecom company. So they've been reminded that July 1st is the go-live date for the surcharge.
Great, because I saw TelAlaska out in force today. There was a lot of them. So it's kind of nice to see some stuff happening. So.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm question on the excise tax on tobacco. So July 1st is it goes into effect on July 1st. Is that what on the excise tax on tobacco?
The ordinance goes into effect on July 1st, but the tax levy doesn't go into effect until October 1st.
So retailers won't be adding the $2 until October 1st.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And we won't actually see any. I've notified all of the state business license holders who have tobacco endorsements in the city of Unalaska. And they've all been notified of their responsibilities. They need to register with the city. And I've provided the forms and, you know, lots of information about it. And they need to register with the city and then start collecting the tax on October 1st for all of the tobacco products brought into the city for commercial purposes. And then that won't be remitted until the first, until January of 2022, when the fourth quarter reports are due.
What about their inventory on hand as of October 1st?
Inventory on hand will not be taxed.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Just everything brought in as of October 1st.
Any further questions for JR on the city manager's report? Okay, thank you. All right, next I've got item 6B, financials for April 2021 and May 2021. I'll turn it over to the city manager for any questions.
Yes, Mr. Mayor and council members, we have Jim Sharp on the line to answer any questions on the financials.
Any questions on the financials? Okay. Fishing. Okay, we'll move on to item number 7 for community input and announcements. This is a time for members of the public to provide information to the council or to make announcements of interest to the community. There'll be another opportunity for comments near the end of the meeting. Does anyone present wish to speak?
Good evening, Albert Burnham, Recreation Manager for PCR. We've got a lot going on this summer, so biggest thing coming up is our 4th of July parade. 4th of July is on a Sunday this year, so parade normally starts at noon. We're going to start at 1 o'clock. It's going to be downtown like it always is. Kind of like we did last year, we're going to have the speakers set out along the route so everybody doesn't have to necessarily gather right in that downtown spot. And KUCB is going to be broadcasting the commentary for us. We also have next Friday, July 2nd, we're going to have a photography class on how to take fireworks pictures. So if anybody's interested in doing that, that's going to be at the community center. The pool has some great classes coming up for kids. It still has room in them. We've got some water exploration class and a water polo class coming up. We also, at the end of the summer, just so people can know about it and be getting ready for it, we're going to have our first marathon distance race this summer. It's going to be 13 laps up and down Bunker Hill, called the Bunker Hill Challenge. You do as many laps as you can, but if anybody can get 13, that's the goal. And then one last thing, just to remind everybody that we have activity guides available at all our facilities, but we also have our activity guide app that you can download and have it right on your cell phone. So thank you.
Councilman Tungo?
Yeah, on July 4th, after the parade, is there any activities going on right after the parade?
Yeah, the Q Tribe is going to have their event at Tudiaca Field.
You guys putting some of the games and stuff for the PCR or no?
PCR is just running the parade. The city, I believe, is probably setting up tents for the Q Tribe, but.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I believe the city's having fireworks also. So that'll be Councilman Robinson.
The Kelty Field, have they determined what's going on with the grass there? And is there a fix for that?
I believe we're still looking into that.
Thank you.
OK. Okay, thank you, Albert. Any further? Please step up. Name.
Yeah, hi there. My name's Theo Greenlee, and I just wanted to introduce myself. I'm brand new to town. I arrived on Wednesday, and I'm the new reporter at KUCB. I was going to introduce myself to a lot of you after the meeting, but figured I'd get you all at once. So I'm really excited to be in town. I went on the solstice run the other day, and it was I'm just really happy to be here. So, hi.
Yep, welcome to Unalaska.
Thank you.
Okay, anyone else got comments or announcements? Okay. City Clerk, have we written comments submitted? People are joining by phone or Zoom?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. Item 8. Next is a public comment on agenda items. This is time for members of the public to provide information to the council regarding items on the agenda. If you don't want to wait until the item comes up on the regular agenda time, to comment later during the regular agenda when a particular item is discussed, you need to sign up with the city clerk. Does anyone present wish to speak? Okay. City Clerk, are there written comments submitted or people joining by phone or Zoom?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. Next up is a public hearing for Ordinance 2021-10, amending the fee schedule specifying the fees and charges for services, labor, and equipment provided by the city. Members of the public may testify about any item set for public hearing. Does anyone present wish to speak? No one? City Clerk, were there written comments submitted or people joined by phone or Zoom?
No, sir.
Thank you. Next item is the consent. Item number 10 is the consent agenda, in which there are 4 items. Absent a request by the council members to move an item to the regular agenda for discussion, these items may be adopted without discussion and with a single vote. May I have a motion and a second to adopt the consent agenda?
I move to adopt the consent agenda.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Robinson, seconded by Councilman Nicholson. There are 4 items on the consent agenda. Roll call vote, please.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
And Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
On a vote of 5-0 in favor of approving the consent agenda has passed. Item number 11, we are now to the regular agenda. Persons wishing to speak on their regular agenda items must notify the city clerk. Item 11A, Resolution 2021-47, extending the declaration of local emergency and authorizing the city manager to make necessary actions to reduce the impact and spread of the coronavirus known as COVID-19 throughout the city of Unalaska. May I have a motion and a second to adopt Resolution 2021-47?
I move to adopt Resolution 2021-47.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Tungle and seconded by Councilman Robinson. I'll turn it over to the city assistant city manager to introduce this item.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor and council members. This resolution 2020-71 was when City Council declared the public health emergency that will expire at the end of this month on June 30th. And this resolution extends the local state of emergency through December 31st, 2021, and staff recommends approval.
Okay, thank you. I would like to note that the Melanie is online, I believe, if there's any questions. So ask the council, are there any questions on resolution 2021-47? Councilman Robinson?
Yes, thank you. So to understand this right, and for the public's information, this is primarily to keep the shelter open, the quarantine shelter?
Yes, it's primarily for that. The local processors are bringing in employees from all over the world, and they requested that we keep the isolation site open. We are looking at a cost sharing option to help with that. But those details can be provided later.
Thank you. Just ask that question for clarification for some in the public.
Councilman Coleman.
So what else would be impacted if we chose to extend this?
Well, I think Melanie could probably answer that a little bit better than I could.
Melanie, are you on?
Hi, this is Melanie.
All right, thanks.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's a great question. And predominantly the reason for extending this is for the isolation site there and the ability for the city manager to apply funds properly. And it really doesn't have a significant impact on any of our other activities.
So the only operational thing that this would affect is going to be the quarantine isolation center.
We are also going to continue greeting passengers at the airport and as we have been doing just mainly for contact tracing.
So if we don't pass this, would you still do the contact tracing at the airport?
I do not believe so. This declaration of emergency allows us to continue with the current processes. Keeping the isolation site going, continuing contact tracing.
Thank you.
Anyone else from the council on this resolution? Okay. As Councilman Robinson mentioned, the primary reason was a request that the industry to keep our quarantine in the community facility going. And there was a cost-sharing agreement that's been made with all the processors. The other item is that we're still dealing with CARES Act funding, and it is allowable. So we'll continue to show that as some of the spending. The primary reason of the airport being monitored is because we have not only regular flights coming in here, but we've got charters as we had last year coming in that are bringing people in and taking people out. We try to meet those charters and we go through the tracing issue is very important to this community as to where we are health-wise, and to keep our community safe. I believe that'll continue through December. Yes, December. So I think it's a good idea, and I believe it's a safety issue for our community. City Clerk, has anyone signed up to provide any public comment?
No, sir.
I'll call for a roll call vote on Resolution 2021-47.
Certainly. Coleman?
Yes.
Luby?
Yes.
Nicholson?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Tungle?
Yes.
Thank you. On a vote of 5-0 in favor of Resolution 2021-47, extending declaration of local emergency, and has been approved. Our next item is Resolution 2021-48, continuing measures to protect public health. May I have a motion and a second to adopt Resolution 2021-48?
Move to adopt Resolution 2021-48.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Robinson, second by Councilman Coleman. I'll turn it over to Assistant City Manager.
Yes, Mr. Mayor and council members. This resolution was developed with close consultation of local health care providers after consideration of CDC and state guidance in our local context, and continues encouraging community-wide protective measures. The only change to this resolution as the last one is that the date for expiration was set for August 25th, 2021, and it can always be revisited if needed.
Okay, thank you. At this time, I'll ask council members if they have any questions on Resolution 2021-48 to Assistant City Manager. Councilman Robinson?
Yes, thank you. I'm encouraged to see a number of people still wearing masks in the stores. With the variants that are coming fast, becoming roughly 10%, the variant D from India is more contagious, and it's got a whole lot more side effects, and they still don't know how the vaccine works against that. But to have people coming from all over the world into this community, it's encouraging to see people still wearing that. I enjoy wearing my mask out in public because I haven't had a cold in a year and a half. I think I'm going to keep it that way. Thanks.
Councilman Coleman?
Can you please explain to me why we have paragraph 7 still in there? And why that is, has its own, I mean, now with everything being just basically recommendations, why that specifically is still addressed. The marine tourism, what the significance of keeping that language in there?
Sam, are you on the line? So I wonder if you could answer Ms. Coleman's question.
Okay, so I am on the line, and I'm sorry I had a trouble getting unmuted there for a moment. It is there, and right now you're correct in that it doesn't specifically tell anybody who's showing up on a cruise or otherwise, you know, recreational tourism, it doesn't really mandate that they do anything. So in that sense, it's, I guess, arguably not necessary, but I think that one is kind of important it for two reasons. One, to the extent that things need to get escalated based on changing conditions, it's just basically easier to keep everything intact. And then if a mask mandate went into effect there wouldn't have to be a lot of editing, and we'd just have it applied to marine tourism. But I think more importantly is so that if anybody has a question, does Unalaska have any regulations on tourism, they could look at that, see that it is in fact covered and that it's subject to change, but presently they would know what applies to them. They would know that masks are encouraged and that the whole thing applies to them. So the question would be answered. So it's just clarity in that regard.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Coleman. Anyone else for comment? Council members? Didn't raise your hand. Okay, thank you. At this time, I'll call a roll call vote on resolution 2021-48.
Certainly, sir. Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. On a roll call vote of 5-0, resolution 2021-48 has been approved. Item C was moved to the regular agenda, consent agenda, and item D was moved to consent agenda under that area. The next item is the, what should now be C, approved travel of the mayor and the council to the AML, Alaska Municipal League, summer legislative meeting, August 2nd and 4th, to the 4th is a youth, and 5th to the 6th is the actual business meeting. That traditionally, or as in the past, the mayor and the city manager and three council members are allowed to travel to the AML. We need to determine who wants to travel and be at the meeting. Councilman Robinson.
I am interested in going through from the, I think it's the 1st through the 4th is the youth conference, and then the 5th and 6th are ACOM and are the last conference of mayors and the city managers, and then also the legislative I was trying to pull my email up and it doesn't pull up, but it just did. The 5th and the 6th is the AML's summer legislative meeting, which the board of directors of the AML are, you know, to be there. So I'd like to be there from the 1st through the 6th.
All right. This time, we're here. Councilman Coleman.
Yeah, I'm just going to move to approve travel for three council and the mayor to the AML Summer Legislative Conference in Fairbanks.
Second.
Okay, Councilman Coleman. Second. Motion's been made by Councilman Coleman, which I didn't hear, but to attend the AML Summer Legislative Conference, authorizing the mayor and the city manager and three councilmen to attend the meeting on the 1st through the 6th. Do I have a second?
Robinson.
Oh, Robinson, second. Councilman Robbins seconds. Now we're on discussion. So I've heard Councilman Robinson is wishing to attend the full 1st through the 6th, and then Any other council members can or will attend? Okay. So I have the mayor, city manager, and Councilman Robinson traveling under this authorization to the AML summer legislative meeting in 1st through the 6th in Fairbanks. May I have a roll call, please? What's that?
I move to amend to send. Yeah, I'm going to amend. I move to amend to send Councilmember Robinson, Mayor Tudyakov, to the meetings.
Second.
Motion to amend by Councilman Coleman and seconded by Councilman Tungo. May I have a roll call, please?
Certainly. Nicholson?
Yes.
Luby?
Yes.
Coleman?
Yes.
Tungo?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Thank you. On a roll call vote to amend has been approved 5-0 in favor of the amendment. Now to the main motion, authorization to travel to the AML summer legislative meeting. Roll call, please.
Nicholson?
Yes.
Luby?
Yes.
Coleman?
Yes.
Tungo?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
The motion on the vote on the main motion was 5-0 in favor of authorizing City Council AML summer legislative meeting in Fairbanks. Okay. Do I have any, item number 12, council directives to the city manager. Are there any directives? Okay, thank you. Item number 13, community input and announcements. Last chance for people to provide information to the council or make announcements of interest to the community. Does anyone present wish to speak?
It's Sunny out in the Fisher Run, and we'll make this real quick. I got just a couple quick things. As the mayor mentioned, we're going to have fireworks this year. We're going to close the wash bay on the 28th. The pyrotechnician flies in on the 30th, and then fireworks at midnight on the night of the 3rd. The other thing that I wanted to mention to the community at large is that we're at the landfill to be kind of sensitive to the rate increases at the landfill. We have an idea that during cleanup week next spring that we would have a program where all the residents could bring in, I'm thinking 500 pounds and for the residential customers, and I haven't quite figured out how to administer that, but perhaps through a waiver that was sent out with the billing the month prior or something like that. So we could encourage cleanup if somebody has a couple appliances that are sitting in their yard. It's just a good opportunity for everybody to bring that stuff in and just get people to clean up. I know it's expensive. I just paid $211 to throw away a motorcycle, so I get it. So I think this. I just wanted to get this out prior to it. I've talked to the city manager about it. I've talked to Dan about it, and I think the project's going to go. I just want people to think about it as they're looking at their yard. I think 500 pounds is probably the right weight. But if anybody has any ideas on how that would be implemented or any ideas on it, just contact my office. So just have that aware. That's it.
Thanks, Steve.
Question. Any hazardous material you guys gonna be taking on that, paint?
It wouldn't be hazardous material that you would turn in during the annual hazardous event for the, like, batteries and whatnot. But I think the primary thing that is probably intended for it, you can bring in anything. I mean, C&D, metal. I think metal is kind of, I think really like appliances or things like that that are heavy, that have to be scaled. I think it's only fair to give everybody that one shot, and I think it's good for everybody. And it doesn't go, especially if it's metal, it doesn't go into the cell, so we're not compromising our cell life. You know, we deal with metal in different ways. But it can be anything. I think anything except for, you know, like hazardous. Yeah. That's what I'm envisioning. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
Make sure we clarify that.
Councilman Robinson?
It was just a comment that I feel your pain. I took a couple of bicycles and a bunch of sheet metal and tin that blew in from the neighbor's yard that he didn't want anymore and cost me $107.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think that's a good start to a plan, and I encourage the community to get involved and help with this discussion so that we can get something going for next spring. Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak at this time? Okay. Thank you. Anyone on the phone or Zoom?
No, sir.
Thank you. Okay, that brings us to adjournment. Having completed all items on the agenda, this meeting is adjourned at 6:43 p.m.
Yeah.